Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Pope Benedict XVI will arrive in Cuba today after a three-day visit to Mexico. This is his first visit to both of those countries. During his visit to the island nation, the Pope says he hopes to build on the dialogue and cooperation that was ushered in by his predecessor, John Paul II, whose visit in 1998 was considered groundbreaking. Sarah Rainsford joins us now, Havana correspondent for our partner, the BBC, and she joins us from Havana. So, Sarah, are we expecting a warmer, more passionate response to the Pope in Cuba than we saw in Mexico?
I think he will get a very warm response here, yes. This is a country which is often very politically isolated, and I think the visit from the Pope is a huge moment for the country. It puts Cuba in the international spotlight. And for the Catholics here, obviously for the Catholic Church in Cuba, it's enormously significant. This is a church which has been regaining ground very slowly ever since that visit of Pope John Paul II in 1998. Of course, Cuba is a country which was officially atheist for many years. It was 1992 that the constitution was changed and Cuba became a secular country since then. And then with the visit of Pope John Paul II, the church has been recovering, if you like. People have been free to go to church, free to worship, free to be both Catholic and communist. But it is still early days. And I think a visit by Pope Benedict is seen as really important in revitalizing the faith here, in giving the church a boost.
Sarah, they may be free to be both communist and Catholic, but on Friday, the Pope said, and I'm going to quote him here, "Today it's evident that Marxist ideology as it was conceived no longer responds to reality. So you have to find new models with patience and in a constructive way." What's the response to those comments?
Well, the foreign minister did respond to that. He said that that Cuba respects everyone's opinion and that in his opinion, in Cuba's opinion, communism is a just and democratic society and that Cuba is perfecting the model, that there are economic reforms underway here. The church has spoken out inside Cuba many times in the past, talking about the need for those reforms to go further and to go deeper, and has said that it will accompany and advise the communist government and society in that process. I think, you know, the Pope's views are nothing new. This is the Church's opinion on communism. It will be very interesting to see what he says when he's actually here in the country and how that's received. But it is a way of courting controversy before he even arrives.
And how much of his visit is going to be choreographed by the government? There's a lot of people wondering if he'll be able to meet with the ladies in white. That's the group of wives and mothers of political dissidents. Any news on that?
Yes, it's already clear that he won't meet with dissident groups. Yesterday, the Ladies in White marched, as they always do on a Sunday. They weren't detained by police as they had been the previous week. They said that they wouldn't be allowed to meet with the Pope for 1 minute, is what they've been asking for. But they did say that they were trying to send him documents and messages to explain what they said was the reality in Cuba, which includes the fact, they say, that whilst there's freedom of religion, there's no freedom of speech here, there's no freedom of assembly, and that those are freedoms that they want to see happen, to see brought about in this country.
Sarah Lainsford is BBC Havana correspondent. Thank you so much. Pope Benedict XVI, he will arrive in Cuba today. He just came off a three-day visit to Mexico. This is his first visit to both of those countries.